Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited right now to go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome in Mr. David Aldridge from The Athletic. D.A., how are you?
I'm good, fellas. What's happening?
You tell us, Dave. You've been following this thing longer than we've been following everything. So what the hell's going on with this team?
Well, you know. It's a combination of things. I think it's everybody, players and coaches, personnel and scheme, injuries, schedule. Yeah. It's everything, right? Like sometimes you get hit with all the punches, and they're getting hit with all the punches right now. And they just don't have any answers. I think it starts with the defense. And it's not so much – I mean, the explosives are bad. They're very bad. And they have to be shut down somehow. But the worst thing to me is 3 turnovers in 7 games, fellas. They aren't turning the ball over at all. I don't know if you count the safety as a turnover. I guess technically it is because they had the ball and you took it. You got them in the end zone and now your offense has the ball. So I guess that's a turnover, right? Like, but they're not creating any turnovers at all. Which makes it very difficult to win football games when you never give your offense a short field. You never create an opportunity to score points quickly. You never flip the field. Like, they're just not doing it at all. And to me, that's even worse than the explosives that they've given up so far. But it starts there. Certainly the personnel's got to be looked at. Like, you got to take a look at it. It's not working. The guys you're putting out on the field aren't stopping the other team. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. I know they're trying. I know they're coached. I think they're coached pretty well. It's not showing up on the field. It's got to show up on the field. And it's not showing up on the field nearly enough.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, it's really hard to look at what they've done and then what's coming these next three games. And what B says, and I've heard you say it in press boxes, is – got to try something different. Maybe it's personnel, but would you like to see them just get more aggressive and just start trying to create pressures? Because in the losses, they're not winning up front.
Yeah. No, they're not creating, you know, the one guy that was creating pressure is now out for the season, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where I said they're getting hit with everything. Like, they're down to their 4th-string defensive end, their 4th-string wide receivers. Like, you just can't. You're not going to win in the NFL playing your 4th-string guys 45, 50 snaps, and they have to do it now. Out of necessity, they're going to have to sign a guy off the street who will probably play next week in Kansas City at defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just where they are right now, and it's hard to keep overcoming that. But, yeah, I mean, you could – sure, they could try some things. They could try blitzing and stuff like that. I mean, more blitzing. I know they blitzed some the other day. they could try more, I guess, or from different ways, but you're still, it's the same personnel. That's the problem, trying to do something different. And I'm not sure that that's going to work. I mean, I think there are changes you can make. I think I would have Bobby just rushing a lot more, being part of the rush package a lot more and what I mean by that is I just don't think him in coverage works. I just don't, not, you know, like whether it's the seam or the guy or backs out of the flat. I just think it's, you know, Quinn mentioned this. He wasn't talking about Bobby specifically a couple of weeks ago, but he said, hey, there's just going to be some tough matchups defensively for us some weeks. Mm-hmm. And those are tough matchups for Bobby. It doesn't mean Bobby's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, those are tough matchups for him.
Yeah.
So I think you want to limit those as much as possible by making him more of a defensive end, for lack of a better term, on a more regular basis. And that comes with some challenges too, because if you do that, now he's going up against 300-pound tackles and not 200-pound running backs. I understand that. But you're limited in what you can do to change things. You can't just, you know, you've got what you've got, and you got to figure out some different ways maybe to kind of disguise it a little bit.
I think, like, over the years, what I've noticed is, like, when the scheme is not getting it done, and sometimes, you know, there are players that may not agree totally with the scheme. And if players are true pros, they should know what the hell works. Right. And they are going to have to, like, even, you know, I was never a player that would go on the field consistently when I knew a scheme wasn't going to work and just accept it, and then I'm going to be looked bad and talked about. I will adjust something on the field.
Yeah.
And listen, if you know something is coming and you know you're going to be in trouble, hey, man, you better do something different than what the scheme tell you to do.
Right. Because get like, some help or something. Yeah. I agree.
To the point where I hear so much about scheme and coaches. I'm like, these guys are the top of their professions, professional athletes.
Yeah.
You got to find a damn way to make a professional decision sometimes.
No doubt. Look, if they need help over the top, if the corners need help over the top, you want to play, you know, quarters defense, quarter zone, okay, that's fine with me. I don't care. Like, it should be fine with them, I think is what you're saying, right? Like, so that if they need to do that, then do that. But, you know, what you're doing isn't working. Like, you just can't, like, the drive at the end of the first half is just as unacceptable a result as you can have as a professional defense. Your offense just scored with 45 seconds to go on the half to put you back in the game. You're in the game now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the kickoff to start the second half.
Yes.
You're down 5 points now. You have a chance to win this game with all your personnel issues and everything. You still have a chance to win this game. If you just get 45 seconds off the clock, you can go to the locker room and think, damn, we can win this game. Let's go win this game.
Mm-hmm.
You give up. You sack them on first down.
That's the craziest part. Yeah. They had them in second and 17.
Yeah.
Second and 17, and they go, the next two plays gain 77 yards.
77 yards. Look. I don't know what defense they were in on that play. Should they have had a safety to help Lattimore? Sure. Okay. Yes. I'm not arguing maybe they should have done that. Maybe they should have just played deep, but they weren't covering anything when they played zone either. Guys were running all free down the middle, over the middle on things. Lamb was all wide open all day. Pickens was wide open all day. that wasn't working either. So
on that
you
drive,
don't want to give a chunk play down the sideline, but you're going to give a chunk play middle for 35 yards? you're not covering that either.
The right? Dak throw to Pickens for the first chunk on that drive was a perfect throw, great catch. Lattimore was actually in good position on that, right?
I agree with you.
But then JP, you give up a 33-yard run with at least four missed tackles.
Right.
Like, I mean.
Right. Right. I agree with you. It was, you know, like, but.
Yeah. Totally. I agree with you, D.A.
You don't get points for being close when you play cornerback. I was close.
Right.
Almost got it.
Right.
That's not the position. Am I wrong?
You're very, very right.
That's not the position. And you gave up draft picks, not for an elite corner, not for a shutdown corner. I'm not saying he should be a top five corner in the league, but he's got to be more disruptive against the best, against the top receivers in this division. Like, that's why you got him, because Benjamin St. Juice couldn't cover those guys, right? Okay, no shame on Benjamin. He's still playing in the league, but he couldn't cover him. Forbes couldn't cover him. So you went to go get a guy that you thought could cover him, and he's not covering him either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in that situation, I get it. It was a perfect throw. He was in position. You still got to break that pass up somehow. You can't allow that pass to be completed. That's the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
DA, I couldn't be more with you. Talking with our friend David Aldridge. Follow him at David Aldridge DC. Read all of his work in The Athletic. You wrote a piece, I believe, this morning that I did want to touch on. NBA is back on NBC tonight. They got two dope games: Rockets Thunder, Warriors Lakers. I grew up with the NBA on NBC. Marv Albert calling Michael Jordan games. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it's nostalgic. I'm really excited about it. I know you wrote about it for The Athletic this morning. What's it mean for you?
Same. I think it's for all of us. You know, anybody that remembers the 90s, whether you were a kid or you were a young adult or you were an older adult, right? And you remember watching not just the Bulls, but watching Allen Iverson, watching Barkley, watching the Rockets, watching Patrick Ewing, watching the Suns and the Sonics and the Jazz, right? Like all those great teams, the Spurs, right? Like all those great teams you watched on NBC, you know. And every time, every Sunday, when you heard da 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 da, you know, basketball time. Like that's iconic, right? Like there's only a couple of iconic sports themes. There's been hundreds of them over the years. But there's only a couple that everybody knows. One is the Monday Night Football. Everybody knows that one. No matter what year it is, you hear, you know that football theme. That's Monday Night Football theme. And the Olympics. Everybody knows the bugler one.
Yeah.
You know, da, 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 da. That's the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, the Olympics are coming on. And this means basketball is coming on. So it's iconic. And NBC leaned into the nostalgia. They made no pretense about it. Because it's very powerful. You know, people remember those times very fondly because NBC did a great job covering the NBA during that decade or 13 years that they had the package.
Tell me something nice about the Wiz as we get ready for Wiz season.
I mean, look, don't pretend like they're trying to win this year, okay? That's not what they're trying to do. And when I say that, people... I know people don't like that. Some people don't like that because you're saying they're trying to lose. The players aren't trying to lose. The coaches aren't trying to lose. But it's the NBA. You don't win with young players. It's impossible, right? It's impossible.
Not consistently.
No. You win about, you know, one out of every five games, which is about what they're going to do this year. You know, like, so what I would look at is, to me, the standard for this season, which you can judge them on, is are their young players getting better, right? So that's why when on media day, I asked all of the young players, what is it that you needed to work on this summer, and how did you work on it, and where do you think you are? And, you know, Bob Carrington said, hey, I was terrible at the rim last year. I got to be better finishing at the rim. Great. That's something we can look at. It's something we can monitor this year. Is Bob Carrington better this year finishing at the rim and drawing more fouls, right? For for Koulibaly, it's, is his jumper better? Like, you got to make, you got to shoot in this league now. Yeah. You can't be a non-shooter and play in the NBA. You've got to be able to knock down shots. And for Keyshawn George, it was, he's got to be a better playmaker. He's got to be better with the ball in the paint. For Sarr, it's shooting, but it's also rebounding. Is he rebounding at a higher clip? For Cam Whitmore, who's got all the offensive talent in the world, and he's going to put up a couple of 30 buckets. He might have a 40 piece here at some point this season. He's really good offensively, right? Now, he's really talented. Mm-hmm. But you got to guard people at the other end. Is he giving you consistent effort at the defensive end? So those are the things I'll be looking at for the young guys, especially because they're the future, right? Yeah. CJ McCollum's here. He's not going to be here next year. We all know that. No, Chris Middleton's here. He's not going to be here next year. We all know that, right? So if they're going to be professionals. They're going to be good in the locker room. They're going to set a great example for the young guys about being a pro and prepping and doing the work necessary while they're here. But this is about their young guys, and it's about Trey Johnson, right? Like, he can shoot the cotton out the ball. He is an elite shooter. And that's something the Wizards haven't had in a great long while, is an elite shooter. Right? He's got an NBA skill tonight.
Right.
You know. But he's got to show that he can be consistent at the defensive end. He's got to get stronger and all those things. So those are the things I'll be looking at with the Wizards this year, is are their young guys getting better at the things they needed to work on this offseason?
See, Dave, I thank you for that, man, because, like, I kind of had turned it off. Because I'm with you. Like, I understand what their concept is. Mm. And I was at a game last year, and I'm watching Bub cook. All of a sudden, he sat the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah,
so, well, I understand what's happening, but you know, I'll be watching for the improvements as well.
Thank you, DA.
That's what you got to look at. All right, guys. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate your time. Everybody, give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. You know who else you got to follow? My folks at Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the unofficial and official moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. They've moved everybody here. They've been helping me out as I go through this water damage at the house, trying to move stuff out, move stuff in. I got to get all the furniture out of my first floor to redo my floors. It's a show at my house. But the good folks at Metropolitan Moving and Storage have been super helpful for me. They can do the same thing for you. Whether you're looking for long distance or if it's local, whether it's residential or commercial, whatever it is you need, they can send a moving consultant over and give you a free on-site estimate before you make any decisions. And they do not share truck space. That is a huge issue that, one, takes care of your belongings, and two, guarantees an on-time pinpoint delivery date and time of your choosing. These guys are the real deal. I've known Justin for 25 years. Give them a call, 301-279-0090. Seriously, great people. My wife used to work there when she graduated from college. This is a serious relationship. They've taken care of my family. They'll take care of yours. Check them out, dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's dcmetropolitanmoving.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.